Let's stand and honor the reading of the Word of God found over in the book of Psalms. And I'm not going to hold you real long today. Some of you done got more preaching than what you can deal with now. And I can tell you one thing, though. The Lord's not here on account of singing. The Lord's hanging around His Word is where He's at. Any old church can have singing. Let's step up the plate and have some preaching. Hey, if y'all come over here because singing or preaching, I'm glad half of you's come for preaching. So that means if preaching gets real hot, I'll have 50% of you back. Lord, I'd hate to go back to a factory job. But I can. I don't want to. I mean, do you come here because of preaching? That's what. Do you come here to worship the Lord? I mean, do. Well, okay then, hold on your pocketbooks. You ready? The Bible said in the book of Psalms, chapter number 115, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory. For Thy mercy, boy, aren't you glad you got a God of mercy? You better thank God He ain't fair. Because He is fair, we'd be in hell this morning. You better be glad He didn't give you justice. That's like a woman got mad at the preacher, took pictures down at the wedding, you know. She said, "Preacher said, I don't like them pictures you took." Well, why don't you? Because the pictures you took of me didn't do me justice. I love what he said. I like a preacher with guts, don't you? Wished I had more guts. I need brains, but I need guts. He said, "Hon, listen, baby, listen to preacher. You don't need justice, hon. You need mercy." Ain't you glad God didn't give us justice, but He gave us mercy? And for Thy truth's sake, He said, "Now, not to us, Lord, not to us, but to Your name give glory for Your mercy and for Your truth." Thank you, God, You give us truth. Truth that sets you free. Wherefore should the heathen say, "Where is now their God?" But our God's in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Thank you for standing this morning. I'd like to preach, if you'll turn me up a little bit, Brother Will, my voice is about gone, out of verse number 4 this morning. The Bible said, "And their idols are silver and gold, and the work of men's hands." I want to preach on this simple thought: American idols. American idols. I know some of you get the title. But here God is saying it's not about us. It's all about Him. To God be the glory. There's a story I want to read before I get to preaching this morning. I promise you, I'm not going to preach a long time. But there was an idol in the Bible in Leviticus. You won't have to turn, but you might want to note it in chapter 20. Called Molech. M-O-L-E-C-H. And the children of Israel, they worshiped this idol of Molech. They worshiped this monstrosity. It was made of brass and it had the face of a calf. It was very large and hollow, so that fire could be made in it. When it was very hot, these cruel and superstitious heathen people put their children into the idol's arms, and it is spoken of as giving their children to Molech in the Bible, and their children were roasted to death. These savage people beat their drums so loud that the cries of their tortured children intentionally could not be heard. This was to appease and to please the idol to whom they gave their children. This morning, I want to deal first of all with the learning of idols. The learning of idols. I want to say that first of all, idols are religious things. You see, anything that is in opposition to God or that is in competition with God is an idol. Now, we see in Daniel chapter number 3 on the learning of idols. Now, first of all, we see that idols are a religious thing. In Daniel chapter number 3 and verse number 1, Nebuchadnezzar, the little king, made an image of gold. I want to say, first of all, idols are made. And boy, isn't it amazing how America is making idols? Matter of fact, today is Talladega Race Day down the road from us, and my goodness, what kind of idol that racetrack has become. I guess them people, honey, when times get bad and they're all devoted out there at the racetrack this morning. Matter of fact, if you'll go by, honey, them folk is amazing how dedicated they are to their idols. They got tents set up. They got American flags. They got rebel flags. They got all kind of flags crying and screaming. What are you saying? Idols are made. You say, they not an idol, preacher. Well, why ain't they in the house of God this morning? Anything that stands between me and you and God that keeps us from getting to Him and is in opposition to Him is an idol at the end of the story. I guess when them boys have a bad day, they're going to cry, "Oh, Earnhardt! Oh, Earnhardt! Oh, Jeff Gordon!" It's their idol. There's race day out. And then I notice there's car show idols. These boys, they have these collector cars. And I do have one, but it's not an idol. Matter of fact, I wish somebody would come back. Would y'all pray that God would send me a buyer to buy that thing? I mean, I'm serious. I prayed this morning, God send me a buy. I need to sell that thing. Ain't it amazing how stupid we get midlife? Shake your head. It's all right. And you'll see boys, they'll rub on that idol. Man, they'll polish that idol. They'll get that thing all shined up. They'll run out there on Sunday in a car show and they'll sit down beside their idol. And then we got ball game idols. Oh, you say now, preacher, you're going too far now. No, honey, when you get to heaven, God is not going to congratulate you about teaching Johnny how to throw a ball. You better teach him about something, about heavenly things this morning. Ballparks have become idols. Do you think for one second anybody would come to a church with a dirt floor, no water, no bathroom, and bleachers, sit out in the bawling, brawling sun, and not complain? Boy, I feel preaching coming on this morning. My good, do you think anybody would come to the house of God in that kind of night? We've got one of the prettiest buildings in America. God, I'm going somewhere this morning. I've got bumps on me, a hog can bite. I love the Holy Ghost when I'm preaching. We got one of the most comfortable buildings in America. We got a thermostat. Some of y'all say it's too cold. It's too hot. It's too crowded. Hey, what you do over there with that drunk pouring that alcohol all over you? You don't say nothing to them crazy crowd. Somebody come to the house of God and look at you wrong. You got an attitude. All you need is jab slapped. Nobody shook my hand. They shake your hand at the ball game? Oh, that preacher offended me. Oh, really? Is that right? What about that clerk at Walmart offended you? Did you go back to Walmart? Or you just go to shopping at Target all the time? Boy, isn't it something? We all mixed up. These idols are made. Somebody give me something else. I need to preach on stuff. Throw something out there. I dare you. I'll pick it up and run with it. Fishing. Amen. Lake Weedowee. I guarantee the ramps this morning, the fish is biting. Lake Weedowee is running over. And now, you know, they got these little sissy church things out there on the dock said, come on, we're going to have drive-by church this morning. Just bring your boat and your little booty shorts right on by and say, we're going to have some Holy Ghost this morning. Oh, I done preached this morning. Just come on in half naked. We're going to tell you about the love of Jesus. We're going to get out there on the dock and say, praise Him, praise Him. Let everybody praise Him. I don't blame you, sir. I'd look down too if I'd never had a preacher preach to me. Sir, I'd look down too if you never had a Holy Ghost preacher. I hate you've never been under real preaching, sir. All you know is this little 21st century swiney baby sissy crowd. Love everybody. Love anything. You better read your Bible. So boy, ain't it amazing? Boy, we got idols. We got deer stand idols. My goodness, boys go plant green fields down where they deer hunt and they won't give a dime in the church plate. They'll buy the best deer rifles and the best climbing stands and the best four-wheeler. But when the preacher wants to give some money away to a preacher, they got an issue. You just go plant your green field. Let me pastor this church. You ladies got them pocketbook idols. Oh no, preacher, you crossed the line. Oh man, I got me a Coach pocketbook. Praise God. I know y'all all drawed up said, oh God, he's just gonna get my pocketbook. Absolutely. Aren't you blessed enough God to let you go on a Coach Outlet and buy you a $100 pocketbook? Somebody say amen to that. So don't open your mouth about nothing about the money at the church. Boy, one thing about it, I get you like this. I've only seen one or two walk out because they're too embarrassed. They don't want all y'all to know they ain't got enough guts to listen to the preaching. I seen old boy one morning. Brother Felton, I made a mark on King James Bible. He's sitting back out there about where Brother Chuck was. There's visitors. I mean, in here for Sunday school. I said, any man not preach out of King James Bible, they ought to run him out of the state of Georgia. He stood up and he said, and out they went. And I said, hey, I could tell you couldn't take preaching when you come in here. You little sissy. Turn around and say, you a sissy. Tell somebody a sissy this morning. Go on, you've been wanting to do it all morning anyway. Go on, tell them, Brother Trolley. You're a sissy. You can't take preaching. Amen. Idols. They're made. I mean, ain't it amazing the idols we got? Man, I got some shotguns. Whew, I better be careful, they'll be an idol. Son, I got a red truck I traded for the other day. That thing's got bling bling all over it. I was getting on Brother Troy about his wheels, and I said, "Preacher, it ain't got the bling bling your truck's got on it. If you ain't careful, honey, you'll park that thing in the driveway. You'll be out there just rubbing on it on Sunday night, taking care of your little idol." You see, idols are made. Idols is anything that keeps you between. I know a lot of people that their job is an idol. They can't turn it off to raise their family. They can't turn it off to get disciplined in the house of God. They got an excuse about everything. One of the preachers called me this week. He said, "Pastor, have you wrote that book of Bible excuses, of Baptist excuses yet?" I said, "No, but when I get it wrote, son, I'm going to mail you a copy." And we just do what we want to do. We got all these big old excuses. And what the problem is, God ain't on the throne. We got the flesh and the world on the throne. And we serving things that God said we ought to kill. And they're killing our children too. But we have beaten our drum and we can't even hear the cries of our babies. Just like them folks did. They had them a big old idol. They built a fire in the hollow place. And when the fire was burned up, they'd set their children right in the hands of them out. You say, "Lord, how wicked." It ain't no more wicked than how you living. It ain't no different. You're beating your drum about you right on everything. You don't know what the Word of God said, and you can't even hear your youngins screaming for relief. My Lord, what preaching we having this morning. Y'all ain't never going to let me lay around a camp meeting again all week, are you? And so, see, we just beat them drum. "Oh, I'm right. The Bible don't mean what it used to. You know, this is 2010. Why, that King James Version, it's out of date. And, well, that old running crying preacher. Do y'all really go down there to where that screaming crying preachers are preaching at?" Somebody told a lady in our church here this week, said, "Do you really believe all of that Bible?" She said, "Sir, I sure do. I believe every bit of that Bible. Honey, if I didn't believe some parts of the Bible, then I have reason to doubt John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him should have eternal life." If I doubted one thing, if I thought one piece of it was wrong, who gives me the authority to say what's right and what ain't wrong? You better believe it cover to cover. Can I get a witness? Would somebody say that's good preaching? Boy, our idols. We better be careful, buddy, because I done found out idols are made. Number two, I done found out that idols are measured. The Bible said, the image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof was 6. Boy, I'm glad you can't measure my God. Have you ever found out yet how big your God is? No, because I don't care what any problem ever come to your house. If you'll let the God of this Bible handle it, honey, you'll never find out how big He is. I'm glad my problem ain't bigger than my God. If I had me a little idol set up here this morning, Brother Adam, go in that front room in there and bring me back one of them little statues, just one or two, and bring me one of them back. I need it. It's in the front office in there on the shelf. Bring it back to me. I'm just going to keep preaching. They can be measured. You know something? You've just been saved. Have you ever found out how big your God is yet? Brother Joe, I'm talking about when things come and things will come and we say, how in the world will we ever get by that? I can tell you how. Because you can't measure our God. Honey, our God can get on the bow of the boat and say, peace be still, glory to God. Their God, those idols can be measured. Oh, so many times we put things up and we forget that they're made by the hands of man, and we forget that we can measure that. But honey, we serving a God this morning that cannot be measured. Not only is He made, not only is He measured, but look what the Bible says. It said we took Him and He set it up in the plain of Gera in the province of Babylon. He can be moved. He can be moved. I'm glad I've got a God that cannot be moved against the Word of God. Oh my, I just wonder what kind of help you're getting out of these idols you're serving. And so here there's the learning of idols, but now we go to number two. Not only are they religious, and boy, people's got religious idols, don't they? They all in churches. Don't move the piano now, it's an idol. Don't move that pew, it's an idol. I heard a man talking about it this morning. Brother Ralph said, they come in, they put an old cross in the church, and somebody just sort of wired it together. They done run about everybody off in the country because they wanted to move that old figure they put up in their church. It's become an idol. Posters are idols. Some of y'all got Elvis on black velvet canvas, and now he's your idol. Don't get quiet on me now. Oh, Elvis, I walk in your house, there's old Elvis. He's sitting there grinning at me over your kitchen table. Thanks, son, you've done a great job. You got everything we got, didn't you, son? Come on, bring all that stuff. Let's set them up here this morning. There's Virgin Mary. And I guess, I don't know, that's a shepherd, I guess. And it's all right. Now, some of y'all are really going to get with me here. Now, there's Jesus. You know, there's a cross, and I'm just making an illustration. First of all, you've never seen Jesus. You don't know if Jesus looked like that or not. Amen. Matter of fact, the painting we have of Jesus, you know what that is? It's a painting. Jesus does not have a body. He's a spirit. And those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. But here we have sacrilege. You know, the Catholic Church, boy, they got some beads. Man, they some idols, and I'm gonna get back on your Elvis idol in a minute. But boy, we sat around, we set all these idols up. But you know what? These are made. And these are measured. Boy, it's been amazing how God set this service up today. Look how tall they are. Do you think for 1 second you can take this and measure the God of our Bible? And then they can be moved. Watch this. Now, I'm going to leave my house. I'm going to pack this up, and I'm going to take Mary with me. And so this is going to be my God. Now, Miss Sharon, I'm going to let you share a little bit. You set her over by there. And you know, they can be moved. That's the way this new generation's doing. They have a Burger King religion. You just have it your way. And so this God that we can move around and put Him just any way. You know, we can take the blood out and still have religion. And oh, we can take Jesus out of our songbooks and still have religion. And we can go to this new phony baloney crowd, these little praise teams, these little drama clubs. And we just think Jesus is going to go right along with us. He will not go against the Word of God. Listen what He said. He said He chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Faith cometh by hearing, not seeing. Hearing! And hearing by the Word of God. Your faith ain't because you've heard, it's because you hear, and hear. Let me ask you something. What I said this morning is what I've been preaching here 16 years, but ain't it critical that we hear and hear and hear and hear? There's the learning of idols. Idols are religious. Then secondly, idols are ridiculous. Look what He says in the book of Psalms, chapter number 115, now where I read, and we'll be winding down. Some of you short and got a belly full already. I got on your Elvis picture. I like what Brother Vaughn done one time. He gets me in trouble a lot. He said he's pastor in a church. And I had it happen here. There's a woman come in. She said, "Now we're going to bring you this stuff to the church." And said, "Now I want it put right here." I said, "We ain't putting it right there. We ain't putting it right there." "Well, I want it to go right there." I said, "It ain't going right there." I said, "We'll put it down yonder." She come got her idols. Brother Vaughn said he took a church one time, Brother Dan, they had this big old picture, big scary picture of this person sitting up in the auditorium. He said, "Man, I walked in, I seen that thing, it just scared me to death every time." He said, "That thing got to bother me." He said, "I grabbed my deacons and I pulled that thing down." I said, "Would y'all boys go put this out yonder in the Sunday school room somewhere?" Well, the woman that gave that idol away got offended. And he said, "I met her coming to the church the next Monday morning. You know what she is doing? She had her idol sitting up in the car seat beside her, and she was driving back home with her idol." In people goofy. Idols are religious. Idols are ridiculous. And watch what Jesus said. He said, "Our God's in the heavens," in Psalms 115, verse 3. "He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands." First of all, verse 4, you'll see that idols have no value. You say, "Preacher, gold and silver, no, it's going to burn up." Fire marshal comes seeing Brother David over here at the new building. And listen to what the fire marshal said. He said, "Hey, boy." He said, "Man, y'all got so much kindling in this place." He said, "This place would catch a fire easy." Brother David said, "Yeah, it's going to burn up one day." He said, no value. Verse 5, they have no voice. They have mouths, but they speak not. How would you like to have a God who couldn't talk to you? They have no vision, verse 5. They have eyes, but they see not. Oh Lord, where would we be this morning if we had a God that couldn't see us? I'm glad I got a God that has a voice and that has vision. I'm glad He walks with me and talks with me. Then look what He says. He said, not only no vision, verse 6, but He's void of hearing. These have ears, but they hear not. Hey, friend, let me ask you something. Come bow down before this thing and see if you hear anything back. Come bow before this thing and see if it can see you. What about Buddha, people worshiping that little pot-belly-looking rascal? Hey, honey, he's in the grave! This little beer belly looking thing. That's right. Buddha can't hear, Buddha can't see. Buddha can't talk, but I serve a God of this Bible that can hear me and see me and see about me this morning. Some of y'all ain't shouting on this message like I thought you'd be shouting. Maybe I've been preaching 2 hours. Maybe that's why. No value, no voice, no vision, no hearing. Verse 7, oh Lord, what if it was this way? Feet they have, but they walk not. What would you do if you served a God who couldn't walk to you this morning? Neither speak they through their throat. There are ridiculous things. And then I want to say, lastly this morning, they are repulsive things. Turn over to the book of Romans, chapter number 1 today. The book of Romans, chapter number 1. And I'll be honest with you, I done preached, I feel like. This is part 2. I done preached part 1 down here this morning at 10 o'clock. But I'm going to tell you what, idols are religious, idols are ridiculous, but idols are repulsive. Now, you're with me there in Romans 1, But I want to read something out of my text in Psalms 115:8. You don't have to go there. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. Idols are repulsive. Now, Romans 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest or revealed in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world they are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. In other words, He says, if you die and go to hell, you've had the light of creation, and you've had the light of conscience to know there is a God. And now in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Preacher, what you got to say right there? God made man in the image of God. Then by disrespect, man has made God in the image of man. Said He's changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Now watch this. And worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Now, verse 25. It did dishonor His glory, so it did misrepresent His being. Idols are called lies, for they be lie. They be like God, as if He had a body. Where is He? Is a spirit. God said the crowds done worship the creature more than the Creator. And He said we changed the truth of God into a lie. Verse 26, and for this cause God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. I close. You better give God the glory that He don't turn you over to your flesh. You better get your eyes off these idols, friend, and get your eyes on the Creator, the One that put the breath of life in you. The One that we're going to meet one day. And let me tell you something. This title about American Idol, Simon will not be your judge that day. We're going to stand before the God of glory, and we better be washed in the blood of His darling Son, or hell will be our home. And to God be the glory this morning. To God be the glory. He's to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. Let me tell you, do you think for one reason God ain't mad at our idols? He said He's a jealous God. He said He'd have no other gods before Him. So don't be surprised if God ain't getting rid of your idol if you want a His. I appreciate the Lord this morning.